This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net controller tonight is KO4JKV. My name is Duncan, and my location is Asheville, North Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This club repeater's call sign is W4NYK. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. This repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. And this repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Any formal traffic, announcements, or bulletins for the net? If so, call KO4JKV or Net Control. KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. The only announcement that I have, if you're not aware, there is a tropical storm, and it's supposed to make landfall in the Gulf around Florida this Thursday. And judging by the trajectory that once it hits landfall, it could go right over top of all of us and give us quite a bit of wind, water, and all that stuff. Yeah, check the news, and if it seems like it is indeed going to hit us, you might want to charge them batteries and make preparations like that. And that's about all I have. There's some great ham radio events on the calendar contest that I'll probably mention at the end of the net. But we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Tonight, we're going to start off with the pre-net check-ins, then check with EchoLink before we go to the RF section. Next on pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome KI4LJG, that's Robert and Marietta, then K4XMR, that's Mel and Prosperity, and then W4FCM, that is Fred and Traveler's Rest, along with N4IEI Island Traveler's Rest. Welcome KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. And then KG4PFI, that's Don in Piedmont, along with KG4QLQ Linda in Piedmont. Next, we'd like to welcome KC4W, that's William in Anderson. And then we'd like to welcome KI4LZI, that is Andy in Table Rock. Up with the pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome KO4OSH, that's Patrick in Malden, and then AA4GH, that's Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. Then we'd like to welcome KO4HKX, that is Patrick, down there in Penrose. And then last for the pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome N4JRB, that is Jim in... So thanks, everybody, for checking in on the pre-net check-in feature. And now let's check with our EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, please check in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John in Brown Summit. And I'll hang around.
KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to welcome our buddy John, KN4RJN, down there, and we'll get back to you for some comments shortly. And let's see, another EchoLink station popped up. EchoLink stations, if you'd like KO4JKV or net control. KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'll check back with our EchoLink in a second there. And they may have just popped on and just getting comfortable. So let's move on to the RF section. Tonight is Monday, and it's always nice to be in the... And But we will start off with Echo through Hotel, E through H. If the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters E through H, and you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control. For JKV. And please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZ and Harry and Candler. Stay dry, and I will be negative negative tonight. Thanks. JKV. Check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Say again. Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Nelson. In Greenville, route to Spartanburg, negative, negative. Kilo 4, JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KC4EZN. That is Harry and Candler. Good to hear you tonight, Harry. And I'll stay dry. I'll be fine. next, we'd like to welcome KO4GUN. That is Nelson in Greenville on en route to Spartanburg. So thanks for checking in, and be careful out there driving around. Any other stations, Echo through Hotel, call KO4JKV.
Whiskey 4, Golf Yankee Lima, George in Blacksburg, South Carolina.
KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to welcome W4GYL, that is George in Blacksburg, South Carolina. Sounding good. George, thanks for checking in. Any others, Echo through Hotel, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's go back to our Echo Link stations. Echo Link stations and Echo Link stations only. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV. So we'll go down the alphabet. India through Lima, I through L. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
JKV. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, and I am James on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
KV. Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November, KE6KEN. This is Ken in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
KV. Thank you so much for calling the net tonight. Hope you and your family are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina, and good evening to all, and thank you, Duncan, again. No traffic, no comment.
This is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KK4JFO, that is James in Tuxedo. Good to hear you tonight, James. Next, we'd like to welcome KE6KEN. That is Ken down there in Greenville. Good to hear you tonight, Ken. And next, we'd like to welcome W4IOE. That is Sid, and he's in Fletcher, North Carolina. And Sid runs the net every Sunday night. And that repeater's on the Barawalo Mountain in Henderson County in North Carolina. And I know a lot of you can hit that repeater, but it's every Sunday night at 8 p.m. The frequency is 146640 with a tone of 91.5. All are welcome to check in. And so thanks again for checking in, Sid. I missed it last time, but I'll get it the next one. Let's see. Any other stations, I through L, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Moving on down to Mike through Papa. M through P, if you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
Carl? Evening, Duncan. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont. Both be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilobyte 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in West Shoal, and she'll be negative and negative.
KK4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KK4ONO, that is Lorena, and she brings along her husband Rick, KK4DMV, and they're in Piedmont, and by telephone relay, Lorena would like to check in their daughter Michelle, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Kilo. And Michelle's in West Shoals this evening. Thanks for checking in, everybody. Lorena, hope everything is going well. Any other stations, M through P, call KO4JKV. Heard, so we'll move on down the alphabet to Quebec through Tango, Q through T. If the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters Q through T, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
KO4JKB. Good evening, Duncan. Please check in. Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango. W2T, my name is Rusty. I'm on my way home from Duncan to Moore. No traffic, no comments. Good evening.
KO4JKB. Good evening, Duncan. Please check in. N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative, negative. Hey, Rusty.
Hey, Tom.
Oh. Kimbo, Kimbo 4, Tango, Romeo 2. Bill and Kathleen. I'll be negative and negative.
4, JKV. Check in, Kilo, Oscar 4, Quebec, William and Golf, KO4, QLG. This is Chris and Liberty. I'll be negative and negative.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Rusty.
KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome WU2T. That is Rusty down there in Duncan heading to Moore. And be careful down there, Rusty. I can hear the wheels this time as you're moving along. Thanks for checking in. Then we'd like to welcome N0TR, that is Tom in Greer. Good to hear you tonight, Tom. Then we'd like to welcome KK4TRJ, that is Bill in Calpans. Good to hear you tonight, Bill. And then last on that go-round, we'd like to welcome KO4QLG, that is Chris down there in Liberty. Good to hear you tonight, Chris. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, call KO4JKV. Looks like we got that group, so let's go to the bottom of the alphabet. Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call now. KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net now taking calls for Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Call KO4JKV or Net Control.
JKV. Please check in Whiskey Bravo 4, Zulu, Papa Hotel. My name's David, I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
Before JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to welcome WB4, Zulu, Papa Hotel. That is David in Taylor's. Thanks for checking in with us tonight, David. Hope you're doing good. Any other stations, Uniform through Zulu, call KO4JKV. So that brings us to the top of the alphabet, which is Alpha through Delta, A through D. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
For JKV. Everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2BYQ. Dave and Easily, I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
For JKV. Hey, Duncan, thanks for calling the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KB2BYQ. That is Dave and Easley. Good to hear you tonight, Dave. Then we'd like to welcome KI4DOS. That is Gary, and he brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY, and they're down there in Easley. Thanks for checking in tonight, Gary. Hope y'all are doing well. any other stations, Alpha through Delta. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call now. And I think we have everybody in that group, so let's open it up to the big group. All the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Any station anywhere, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control.
JKV. Okay. Thank you for bringing us all together tonight. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a little rag chew, and I hope everyone's had a good day. Get a good night's rest, and have a good day tomorrow. 7-3.
Kilo, India 4, Golf Oscar Delta, John in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative, and just riding along while I can. Thanks for running the net. 73's off, KI4, GOD.
KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KK4JBQ, that is Larry, and he brings along his wife Donna, a Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. They're down there in Greer, and we'll be back to you for some comments, Larry. Thanks for checking everybody in. Next, we'd like to welcome KI4GOD, that is John in Simpsonville. Sounding good tonight, John. Thanks for checking in. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV. This is KO4JKV, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between the rag chews. First on the stove for rag chew, we have John in Brown Summit, KN4RJN. What's going on in your world, John? Call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, this is KN4RJN. Not a whole lot. Had a birthday last week. I hit the speed limit and had a good birthday. The kids and the grandkids came over and we had dinner and cake and ice cream and all that happiness. So all things considered, not too bad. What's going on in your world there, brother?
For JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, not much. Off the top of my head, anything interesting last week? No. But I'm looking forward to this storm. I know that sounds odd, but ever since I was young in middle school, I was in Houston, Texas, where a hurricane came through. I thought it was a pretty impressive experience. I know that this is not going to be anything like that. If this tropical storm Helene, which is expected to turn into a hurricane, makes its way up here eventually. So I'm kind of have that on my radar. But and I think I did see the moon, the one that had all the different three things going on with it the other night. But that's about it. Back to you.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, I was socked in. I didn't get to see the moon at all. I've got the GOES satellite picture, or it's a running GIF movie type thing of the hurricane. If you go to my QRZ page and click on GOES satellite, you can watch the thing coming up. It's running in Zulu time, and we're 4 hours behind Zulu time, so it's fairly recent. But if you get a chance, you might want to take a look at that. In any event, let me go over here to what the sun's doing. And it's kind of calmed down. Well, it hadn't calmed down. It's just not hitting us. There's a about a 25% chance over the next 3 days of a mild to moderate radial blackout. It might be a little bit noisy. Anything greater than that is only about a 5% chance. So that's that shouldn't affect us a whole lot. It might be a little noise in the air, was it? Not too bad. The next meteor shower coming up is the Orionids from the constellation Orion. Its parent comet is the Halley Comet. It's going to peak on October 21st. It's actually active from October 2nd to November 7th, but it'll peak on the 21st of October. Zenith Hour Elate of about 20. They're fairly bright and they're fast. Unfortunately, the moon's going to kind of semi-sort of get in our way a little bit. the moon will be waxing or waning, getting bigger, and the moon at that point in time is in the constellation Taurus, which is right next to Orion, which is the radiant for this particular meteor shower. So your best bet is try your luck in the late evening on the 20th. And see if you can catch something. If not, try to catch it early in the morning of the following day. it doesn't say how much moon, but if it's waning gibbous, it's half or better. It's between new moon and half, so it could be quite a bit of it. And the fact that it's that close is to the radiant, it's going to possibly wash things out. So other than that, nothing else going on here. I'll send it back to you, sir.
KN4RJN, this is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, that sounds good, John. Very good information. If there's anybody out there that's interested in any of this stuff, feel free to visit John's QRZ page. It has lots of good links. Again, his handle is Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November. And John, one thing I forgot to mention was, and I didn't even think of this myself, my wife asked if we could go check this place out, and I said, what is it? She says, it's an observatory in Burnsville, North Carolina, and I've wondered if you've heard of it. It's called Bear Dark Sky Observatory at Mayland Community College. And I pulled it up on the web, and it looks pretty neat if the skies cooperate. Have you ever heard of that? Over.
This is KN4RJN, Burnsville, North Carolina. What was the name of the observatory again?
It's called Bear Dark Sky. Bravo, Alpha, Romeo, Echo, just Bear Dark Sky Observatory at Mayland Earth to Sky Park, or Mayland Community College in Burnsville, North Carolina. Yeah, give that a Google, and it should come right up. And it looks like they got a nice telescope and some knowledgeable people up there.
This is KN4RGN. No, I have not heard of that, but I will definitely look them up, and if they're not terribly far from me, I may go pay them a visit. Other than that, I've got some computer issues I got to deal with on my secondary computer. I have a secondary monitor hooked up to my secondary computer, and my cat came along and sat on the keyboard, and now my monitor is displaying upside down, so I've got to figure out how to undo that. Oh, Lord, cats. But anyway, I got nothing else, so I'm going to back on out of here, let Larry talk to you for a while, and I'll say 73s, and this is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
KN, this is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, that incident sounds like a catastrophe, get it? But always good to talk to you, and let me know what you think about that observatory next time. But good talking to you, and let's see if there's any more check-ins. Check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KO4JKV.
Tech Control, please check in. Kilo, Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray, Bravo, Lowy than Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KO4. PXB, that is Lloyd in Simpsonville. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Lloyd. All right, next up for Rag 2, we have our friend Larry, KK4JBQ. What's going on, Larry?
JBQ here. Good evening, Duncan. I had a whirlwind day. A absolutely whirlwind day. It began, I set a clock to wake me up. A lot of people do that. But how many people and how many days do those people wake up 5 minutes before the alarm clock? That's what I did today. It's kind of unusual. I may have done it once or twice in my lifetime, but, you know, that's been a long time. And it's just been one thing right into the next thing. and all of it, you know, like swinging through the trees. You know, like Tarzan on a vine swinging through the trees. So nobody wants to hear about everything that I touched throughout the day. But I may just skim across it. It's been a great day, and I hope there's a bunch of people out there just like me that's had a wonderful day today. KK4JBQ. How about you, Duncan?
JBQ, this is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yeah, my day was not a whirlwind day, that's for sure. My day was more like a pond day. Yeah, not a whirlwind. But that sounds good. You must be doing something right. You must be in tune with everything time-centric, beating your alarm clock by 5 minutes. But I've had similar things like that happen to me, where it'd be a stretch of time where I would always just wake up moments before the alarm would go off. And I guess I was just so used to waking up at that hour. But no, that's about it. But hey, fill us in. Tell us about this whirlwind.
Well, one of the gifts of being, I wouldn't call myself elderly yet. I won't do that. I may be in no shape to talk about much of anything when I feel like I'm elderly. But anyhow, I think part of the reason you get forgetful as you grow older is because we only have, any of us, only have a certain size bucket to put everything in. Now, this is the bucket that everybody has, and you go, when you can't remember something, when you've misplaced something, when you can't find a word and you're in the middle of a sentence, and oh boy, that's embarrassing. But it's, I don't know, there may be a name for that bucket, but I was, you know, rifling through this bucket to kind of see if I could run across, almost by accident, run across what's not in my mind anymore. And that's kind of how the day has been. It's been coming at me like, you know, from all sides. But one of the most memorable parts of the day was a conversation, telephone conversation, that I had with another fellow ham. This is a marvelous hobby. And there may be people out there who have no license yet, people out there who have their first license, and they wonder, well, what can I do with this? Well, the first thing, at the very top of this list, is make friends. This is a beautiful hobby to make friendships and make those friendships work, because built in, you have a common interest. This is why, you know, most relationships of any kind fall to pieces, is because you can't find anything really, you know. Whatever the initial attraction might have been, you can't find anything really solid. But this other ham and I, we've known each other for years, but tonight we had a great conversation, and we kept coming across things that were so similar in the way we grew up and how we think of our animals as pets or friends or companions. You know, take your choice there. Some people think of them as just, you know, companions. Some of them are real friends. You know, you think, you wonder, is there a little human mind in some? It's that kind of thing. I don't know if you felt that way about an animal, but I certainly have many times. But it just had an ongoing conversation, unfortunately interrupted by other things that slammed, you know, that came into the day. We had to put it down. I just discovered there were things about this guy and I that, you know, in childhood, we grew up and had similar experiences, where we're both part Native American. We're both part Cherokee. enough to live on the reservation if they'd have us, you know. Oh, well, anyhow, I don't want to drag on with what can be boring to some folks, I suppose. KK4JBQ.
JBQ, this is KO4JKV and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, that sounds good, and I agree with you. Everybody I've came across since I got my license, which isn't really too long ago, I guess I'm coming up on 4 years, but it's been really friendly and helpful, and what to do when I was a technician for a whole year, so that whole year I was spent, you know, just finding out on my own what I could do with that license, and one of the things was to get the best antennas that I could and try to see how far I can talk and all that stuff, and then I did some satellite work, and then I upgraded my license. But one thing I guess I knew but I didn't realize was, that I didn't realize until I got my general, was as a technician I could have been on HF bands if I would have learned CW. But at that time I had no interest in it at all. But nowadays that's, I'm about 90-95% CW when I get on the air, which is about every day. But yeah, if you're a technician, you could be doing that right now. There's a lot of space to do that. But yeah, I know there's some techs listening. And I also know there's some techs that are listening, haven't checked in yet. So you don't have to be a member of this club to check into this net, as we hold it every night. But just get checked in. And like Larry said, there's a bunch of friendly folks up there, and the sooner you start checking in, the sooner we can get to know you. Does that sound about right, Larry?
That's perfect. That's just what everybody needed to hear. Those who have their ears on and no license. I've met people in, you know, a fast food restaurant. Matter of fact, the manager of one fast food restaurant that I used to visit frequently, the place is closed down, like a lot of them have recently. Donna just came back from a trip to a fast food restaurant that we had been to for, I don't know, 20 years, and it's dark. Not there anymore. And I don't know, there could be so many reasons why this happens in today's economy, but it's just sad, you know, sad because, well, anyhow. So the manager, when I came into the restaurant and I sat down, I had my radio with me, right, and I had it on and I was monitoring, and I wasn't disturbing anybody, and he didn't come to me because of that. He came over to my table, says, what kind of radio you got there? And I explained, and I never stopped. Oh, well, is that a surprise to anybody? I never stopped. And so I had, you know, he was on the hook. And I made absolutely certain that I made the most, and this was off the cuff. This isn't something that I practiced or, you know, put together so nicely that one thing led to another. It was all jumbled up, just like my normal speech. So it's the elevator speech that people talk about. If you know what I'm talking about, you got something that's a big part of your life, and if you want to share that with other people, you develop a way to say in a short period of time. That can be a lot of words for some people like me who just push it out, you know. It can be a few words. But anyway, I just covered a lot of ground, but the thing that most appealed to this individual, manager of this restaurant, he told me later, he says, you know what appealed to me most is that you couldn't stop talking about the many friends that you've made in amateur radio. And I didn't know that that was one of the things that shone through. It'll, you know, be different with different folks. We all have things that look like ears on the side of our heads, but when it goes in, the brain takes all that stuff and and jumbles it around, and something stands out. It won't be the same thing for everybody. Something stands out in whatever you said. So anyhow, that restaurant closed also. That's been 3 years, maybe 4 years ago, and lost all track, but at least I had my opportunity. So what I'm trying to say here is that if you get an opportunity, and it'll jump on you just like a cat, you know, totally out of nowhere, be prepared to be a booster for such a wonderful thing that we're all privileged to join in here. This is a group of folks that if you have any need, especially if it's related to radios, but even if it's not, this is a friendly bunch of folks, and they follow through, and they will remain friends. My experience has been, I'll say it that way, that they will remain friends the rest of your life. Maybe I've said enough. KK4JBQ.
4JBQ, KO4JKV, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, that sounds good. That's a good story. There's been one time, me and my friend, he's a ham, we got our license together, but he lives out in Haywood County, a lot more west than me. And about a few months ago, we got up on the parkway and set up a 20-meter dipole, and this boyfriend-girlfriend come by. They asked what we're doing, and they seem really interested. You never know how people are going to react, or they're going to think you're a secret agent, or they don't know what's going on. And it always strikes me how many people have no clue. They're really interested, but it's just they've never heard of it. But then one time I was in a Lowe's parking lot with my wife. We're getting something. And I had my 20-meter mini hamstick on the top of the car, and the lady, she'd say, "Hey, is that for ham radio?" And I said, "Yeah." She's like, "Oh, my dad's into ham radio. That's how I knew." I was like, "Okay, it definitely can strike up a conversation for sure." Over.
Conversation. You're absolutely right. The conversation can come at you from many directions. One time I was, let's see. Yeah, we were talking about television reception over the air. And that's a rarity today, although people do receive digital signals over the air with antennas. So this is how amateur radio got into the conversation. So I'm talking about when I was 14 years old, and my dad got me up on a roof. I do not care for heights, you know, way above ground on the backside, because we were built into a bank, sort of like a bank barn, if you're familiar with bank barns. The lower floor is built into the side of a bank. So that means that the back side of the house is like 30 feet to, if ever that should occur. And I didn't care to be up on the roof, but we had to go up to take a look at the antenna. He had snow, you know, and that's another thing that modern folks are not acquainted with. I say modern folks, but there's still a lot of folks I know that are listening to me who have a few years and a few memories of when watching the tube, the picture wouldn't get just weak or just go away. It would get snowy, and that's bad signal, poor signal. Something has changed, and that's what my dad figured. Something's changed with that antenna. Well, I learned in amateur radio, I learned how that antenna ought to be mounted, how it ought to be, you know, what to call the individual parts of the antenna. Most importantly, the feed point. And if you're using twin lead, I didn't even know that that's what you called it, you know. It's the lead wire, you know. Back when I was 14, but the twin lead coming in was draped over a metal gutter, you know. And there goes the signal right there, you know. So many things are related to every other thing, you know, in ways that are almost magic. And so that experience when I was 14, how I wish I could go back. I wish I could go back and say, well, Dad, here's what we ought to do. Here's why the reception is so bad, and we ought to turn this, maybe put a rotator on it, for crying out loud. You know, one of the stations I really liked because of Mr. Bill and Bozo. Remember, I'm 14. And a young 14 at the time, you know, at that. So Mr. Bill and Bozo was on WLOS in North Carolina. And here I am in Tennessee. That's a far piece there. That really is amazing, and we got it at all. It was real snowy, and sometimes it would just, the picture would disappear in the snow. I mean, it's a blizzard, you know. And so I've learned so much about antennas, and, oh, I'll just relate to something else. I had, at one time, to promote the club, the Blue Ridge Club, I went to VE sessions where testing took place, and I wasn't a VE, I'm still not a VE, but got acquainted with all those guys, doing a marvelous job, and the new people coming in, I mean, they're brand new, they're very raw, and they come in, and when they pass their test, what do you think their first question is? Well, the first question is, what do you think I ought to get for a radio? The first question is, or should be, what do you think I ought to get for an antenna? It's the most important part. If a failure starts there at the antenna, it just travels on through the best radio you can buy. KK4JBQ.
JBQ, this is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yep, that sounds good. That was a good story about the television antennas. Yeah, back in the 90s, I worked out of an electronics shop in Fairview, North Carolina, where we put in satellite dishes, and we also installed TV antennas. So we'd do the, you know, have to get up on the roof and mount the big Yagi or beam antenna and the rotator, run the lines down, and you know where all the stations are wanting to pull in and program them into their little rotator command station, and that was pretty fun, but that was way before I got into radio, and I really didn't know what I was doing. I was just working for a paycheck, but yeah, that sounds good, and let's see, I thought I remembered something, but it's just leaving my brain, but so I'll send it back to you.
Never you mind there, Duncan, that happens to me too. If you let a thought, something that just pops into your head, if you let that linger without pushing it out, I mean, really pushing it out, it can just fizzle out. It just can go away. It becomes a vapor. And don't know how old you are, Duncan, but this occurs more frequently as we get older. Just be forewarned. Oh, it has been a really good day. And some days are not so good. I still like being here, and I still like rattling on and talking with my friends. Some of them talk back. That's a real joy. I have had times when I've ragged you, and maybe two or even three people would come in and have something to add, something to, you know, getting a word in edgewise, I think, is the way the phrase goes. That can be difficult when it's simplex, like we're all accustomed to that. One person at a time, please. So I'll break here one more time. KK4JBQ.
JBQ, this is KO4JKV. That sounds good. I remembered what I was getting ready to say. Not very, very important, but it was yesterday. And I wanted to go to the woods and maybe do some radio. So the wife and I drove to one of our favorite places called Lake Powhatan. And before we took the turn, I saw this big off-road looking truck with these big antennas on it. And I was thinking, okay, that's not your normal CB antenna setup. So I slow down and let them pass, and I see on the side it has FOG, Foxtrot Oscar Golf, Fog Adventures. And I was like, oh, I know who these guys are, because a friend of mine in Nashville, he goes to this cigar club and hangs out, and he met this ham who he told him about me, so he gave me his card. And there's this group of people around here, and it's called Fog Adventures, and Fog stands for Fat Old Guys, and it's a few hams up here that do summits on the air every weekend, so I just passed their excursion vehicle. But if I would have thought about it, I would have seen if they were monitoring 5-2, but my HT was in the back seat, and I would have got into an accident grabbing it. But that's that was pretty neat. That's all I got. Back to you.
Take it any further, I want to say that it's about time perhaps to check your echo link there and to, you know, ask for other check-ins. We can get long-winded, us hams. We're known for it. KK4JBQ.
See any echo link stations, but I bet you are right that there's some people that would like to check in. We're getting close to 10 o'clock, and I'm sure the second shift is filled in. We're only at 36 check-ins, so let's try to get 10 to 15 more. So all the way through the alphabet, if you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Tube Internet, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
KV. To check in, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in, Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined, that's KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela, we're here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you, everyone on net.
Before JKV and the Blue Ridge Team Internet, we'd like to welcome K4XB, Tommy, and he brings along Angela, KQ4TBD. They're down there in Southern Greenville County. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Tommy. Hope y'all are doing good. Any other station, if you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Tomb Internet, call KO4JKV. KBQ, this is KO4JKV. I think that's about it for the check-ins. I'll check one last time. But I don't have much else to say. I'm probably going to spin around and see what's on the shortwave stations. But back to you.
Well, before I turn you loose, I have tried. I've been a ham for like 14 years now. And I have tried my best to pick up CW. I think picking it up is not the words to use. It's a study. It's a tremendous effort. You got to have the ears for it. Making dits and dahs. That's not all that terribly hard, but listening and hearing and putting all of that together, and part of it is I'm just a horrible speller. In the eighth grade, I think it was SATs or something like that, testing, and my spelling skills were like third grade spelling skills, and I was way behind. Well, I never really caught up, to tell you the truth. I struggle with spelling. And because whether you know it or not, those people who spell well, they've integrated all those spelling rules. They couldn't recite a spelling rule to you if they had to. It's already integrated. And they just know off the top of their head without any thought. Me, I struggle with very common words. And if you're tapping it out on a key or however you manage to get the CW out there, you still got to spell it right, don't you? Anyway, I've got a few blocks that have to be torn down, just angrily torn down. And that takes a lot more effort than I've been willing, I suppose, to give it. So I stink at CW. Da 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 da. You know, that's not hard. But I think that's kind of how it all has to be. it becomes a part of your psyche, you know. And CQ is, it's tones, but you don't think of tones. You think of measured, and metered out dits and dots. I just failed miserably at it, miserably. Really would like to have the success that you've had, but that doesn't come without a great deal of sticking to it, you know, really. And would you say maybe regular practice? Back to you, Duncan.
For JBQ, this is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yeah, you're right. I'm coming up on 3 years in, and I still don't think I'm very good. And I practice every single day, making contacts and doing a little rack too helps. But it was never easy for me, and I got a long ways to go. But the problem you have is exactly the most challenging part for me. Is I can read off of, like, I pull up a news article and I can just send by reading it, no problem. But if I'm just with my own thoughts and talking with somebody, I'm wanting to make a sentence, like I wanted to say this weekend, I think I'm going to do this or that. By the time I get to weekend, you have to spell everything out just from memory. You're not reading from a page. And that's the hardest thing, spelling words. Even like a simple word like communication, by the time you get to the middle of the word, you're lost. So that's definitely the big challenge. But I just keep practicing it, and just because I'm just obsessed with it. And that's about it. Over.
Set. Shoot. Being obsessed is helpful. With a hard task, being obsessed is very helpful. But in, as I understand it, in CW, the thing that can help with, oh, let's just take communications, like you, your example. You abbreviate it, comms, and you know that's going to work if you know the people that you're talking with. They're in the same group with you. So if you abbreviate communications as comms, they're going to realize that. That's going to come through just as if you spelled every letter of the word. And yeah, so abbreviating things using prosigns and a lot of listening, you know. That must be a great big part of it also. Observing how other people do it. I mean, that works with anything you go at, any new thing you go at. Watch people who are good at it. And I mean, watch them close, like a hawk. Notice everything you can observe. And, you know, put your feelers out there. Be sensitive to everything, their emotions, their body language as they talk. I've got a lot of body language when I talk. I'm waving hands in the air and stuff like that. Some people talk with their hands like that, and some people do not. And I have a marvelous wife who listens to my prattle and doesn't know what to say to come back. It is a real struggle in the 31-year marriage that we have, is that we're not equally balanced in that regard. Can you imagine it? KK4JBQ.
JBQ, this is KO4JKV. Yep, I understand that. And the idea of watching other people do it that are really good definitely helps. I've always been watching some of my favorite people, like on YouTube, that do summits on the air and all that stuff helps a bunch. And even when I was at, just got my tech license, I'd watch people do things and see how it's done and just basic etiquette on the radio and things like that. And And I'm not ashamed to say, before I started running this net, I had to find somewhere online of an example of someone running a net to see how it's done. But I don't know how. I guess back in the day, you had to have an elder because there wasn't the internet back then. You just had books and a club, and if you're lucky enough, you got an elmer to help you through all this, just mountains and mountains of information. Over.
KB2HX, that's mobile.